Okay, welcome to the Daniel Planning Commission. This is Wednesday, September 18th, 2024, 7:00 PM, Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B. Number one on the agenda is public comments for anyone that's not on the agenda. Do we have any?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm working on, just trying to get a business license for an at-home business. I was told I was supposed to come to one of these meetings. Didn't get my paperwork turned in today before, but I was talking with her and she said I could maybe talk about it during the planning commission, or the comment section, sorry. It's just at-home business, there won't be any increase in traffic. It's for a FFL, for federal firearms license manufacturing out of my garage, but it's not a storefront and won't be having people in. What, I'm sure I'm completely unprepared for this, but what information do you guys need from me or what else do I need to do to move forward with a business license?
I think mainly just fill out the application.
Okay.
And what you're going to do, and once that's done, then just come back and we may have some questions about it based on what you filled out. There's no, you know, issues, then it goes to the town council and it's done at that point.
Okay, when's the next meeting?
It would be...
Sorry, sir.
Third Wednesday of next month.
Third Wednesday of next month.
Yeah, so October 16th, it looks like.
Can you state your name again?
Jordan Rude. Sorry, we've been in the process of moving and some stuff got delayed for too long, but I will see you guys next month then. Thank you.
So you got everything you need to turn in an application?
Yeah, we tried to put in the application today, but the office was closed. I was having my attorney's office get everything filled out.
Okay.
And they got delayed, and so they couldn't get it turned in today to be able to put on for the...
You have all that, okay, that's what I'm just checking.
But just so you know, we have to post the agenda legally 24 hours in advance.
Okay.
So we couldn't do it today regardless.
Okay, perfect. I'll get it put in time for next month. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, any other public comments? Okay, let's move to item number two, which is Geneva Rock Products concept approval. Do you have anyone here?
Yeah, we're both from Geneva.
Okay.
We didn't push out your thing, Gary.
Yeah.
That's okay, if they want to sit right there, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Yeah, we've got, you guys got the site, the concept site plan or the new copies?
Yeah.
That looks correct, so. You want me to just give an overview of the, what we're trying to accomplish here? So.
Great.
This property is the Richard Erickson Foundation property. There's about 72 acres. It's just west of the CMC concrete batch plant. There's a kind of a hammer-shaped parcel there. And we're proposing a concrete batch plant with the ability to recycle any excess concrete on the site that's generated there, a construction yard, and a truck maintenance plant, or a shop there, a truck maintenance shop, for the support of the ready-mix trucks. We'll be purchasing 13 acres of that property, so we'll own the property. And the north, there's two parcels, and so there's a couple different, I guess, options and scenarios, but one is we could do a lot line adjustment or a boundary line agreement and not do a subdivision and just buy a reconfigured parcel or go through the subdivision process to get the 13 acres instead out of the 72 existing acres. And then it's gonna be essentially a square, but the north half of the square currently is in Wasatch County, unincorporated town limits. So, but it looks like it's going to be annexed into the town of Daniels is what the general plan looks like. So we would be seeking, I guess, an annexation of the property, the entire property, and then a conditional use permit for the use on the site. So this is the concept that we've had put together. And then I think the big question mark is, do we need to subdivide the property technically, or can we do a boundary line agreement? And then that will trip our site plan and annexation application and a conditional use permit application. So happy to answer any questions that any of you have.
Just trying to, so access is from that, what is it, northwest corner?
Yes. And that's probably one of the biggest question marks of this all. And right now we are thinking of putting it along the north property line of the Richard Erickson property and getting it out to the corner of property that ties in, I think, is that, I'm not sure the name of that road, Airport Road?
That's Airport Road.
Yeah, so.
Yep, yeah, right there.
So it'd tie in somewhere there, so along the north edge of that road.
But you're not purchasing this whole parcel, right?
No, so we would have a private access easement across the Richard Erickson property. But, you know.
Which piece is it?
Yeah, so this would be the parcel that we're purchasing, but going across.
So this piece right here?
It's a little outdated. Yeah, I think that's it, right there. And then we'd come with an access road right along here.
So he still would own this and then this.
So does the Erickson property currently have access to that road? Did I just Google it quickly?
There's no road there, Gary.
The property
comes to a
corner right there where that road is, so Heber City.
And this is where Heber dumps all their.
Yeah.
Where's here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, there's not like an existing road there, and that's, you know, something that we're going to have to vet out and see if there's enough area there, or if we're going to have to work with surrounding property owners to get the needed access there. I think the county owns this parcel now.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
So it might be some coordination with the county to see if they, you know, what their plan is with their property, because, you know, we could, you know, do some type of a road there in TN if that's what they're wanting to do, or if, you know, that makes sense where that future road, because it's their property, comes here, I guess, right?
Yeah, yep, comes all the way.
So like, I mean, ideally, maybe that's the alignment of the future road, but.
Which property is that? I can't read it, Eric.
We're at?
Right here.
A little?
Yeah.
You've got Coleman, this is the Coleman Road.
Oh, yeah, there's Coleman's, okay.
And this is Coleman, so this right here is where CMC is currently.
Yes.
And then we would share a common, their west boundary line would be our common east boundary line. So right next door. But it's probably establishing where a future public road would go, that access easement. Doesn't necessarily have to, but it'll be a road that's improved to some extent, so.
Can you both state your names again for the public record, just so it's clear?
Yeah, Bill Gammel with Geneva Rock.
And Bill King with Geneva Rock.
Okay, does anyone have any questions?
If you can figure out how to get access to the rest of the property up in there, that'd be good.
Have you gotten far enough along to sort through the water issues with making this happen yet?
We did talk with Eric and the town engineer prior to this, and the theory is ironed out. Now we just gotta go through the logistics of actually doing it. So we think that, well, we would be needing 35 acres at a site like this. And so the idea is that this property's already got some water on it. And so we would get that amount of water, and then if it's able to be transferred into industrial use, we would use that water. If not, we'd have to go find water that the town of Daniels would accept, and then...
Is that extension, Eric?
So that's what CMC had, was extension shares.
So that's probably extension too.
Well, I was looking, and it just says Central Utah, so it's probably Wasatch or extension.
Yeah, or the Daniel just had their block notice 8 lifted, so they're working on getting it available also.
Oh, okay.
And I guess our hope is that we could use the town water. We'd like to hook on to the water line that's there and then dedicate the rights over to the, or the shares or whatever, over to the town. It's not our intent to put a well on there and supply our own water, I guess.
Do we have a water line that runs near this?
CMC comes right to that line.
To the property line?
Yeah, and we would require them to do the same, run it to the far side of their property. That's just standard. So it's right there.
Ready for the next.
Do we have the capacity to run? Because it has to be culinary.
It's an 8-inch line.
It has to be clean, right?
Right, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be culinary water. That's for like the association and the concrete requires that. And then it's not, like our plant, we usually put like 2-inch water lines on them. So there's a fair amount of water that gets used, but it's not like, you know, you need a 6-inch line that runs full blast all the time. So 35 acre feet annually, and then you can break that down to, you know, 10 hours of operation per day. But it's the gallons per minute. We'd gone over these. I think it's about 150 gallons a minute. So.
So we limit those, how many gallons per minute they can have, so it doesn't impact our system for fire flow. So if they can't, if they need more than what that figure shows on that 8-inch line, they'll have to put in a tank that they can pull off of. And they'll fill that tank like CMC did. They put in a tank, but they're no, yeah, but they're nowhere near using much water.
We've done surge tanks of lots of our facilities so that we're not drawing, you know, extensive amounts at one time off of the system.
Does our well in Spring cover that based on full build out of our town?
Yes.
Future growth? If we filled every lot, buildable lot.
Right.
So we're not even subdividable properties.
Yeah, we're not even using the well.
Okay.
So the well hasn't even been turned on. We turn it on to test with, but the well's not even, we're just using the springs right now. So springs have caught up. Bringing CMC online, just for your information, lets that pump run one extra day to fill the tank. As it goes down, the pumps kick on. If it fills, it takes one extra day to fill the tank based on that consumption.
So how many busy and idle days do we have now?
So we have 4 days off where it's in bypass to the current.
And 3 days on?
3 days on. So it goes down to 15. I mean, we can set those wherever we need to, but right now it's set at 15 feet. It kicks on, turns off at 20 and a half feet. And that's where that's a criteria we run at. But that can be adjusted. We can kick that on sooner.
How many feet can we go up to?
We can go up to 21 and a half, I believe.
So 20 is almost full.
Yeah, it's almost full. Yeah, we're trying to keep that. They want you to change over every 3 days in the tank is what they recommend. So that's why we shoot that down a little bit to make that disinfectant byproduct within the parameters of state of Utah.
Okay. Any other questions?
I mean, I'm sure this is all preliminary. I mean, we'll get into all the nitty gritty like we did with CMC at some point in terms of actual, you know,
traffic
stuff and looking at, you know, setbacks and berms and trees and all the good jazz that we've spent many, many months sorting through before.
Yeah.
Light plans and noise plans and all that good jazz. So I don't know. We're not trying to get through that here, are we, or is that
no?
What's
it is preliminary.
You know, I think, you know, you may conditional use is probably public information, so you could look at what, you know, we asked CMC to do, and I don't think we were unreasonable, but they also did some things to help lessen the impact on the neighbors.
In fact, they changed their entire plan.
Flipped it around a little bit.
Well, they got a whole different manufacturer type. They went to Switzerland or somewhere and got a whole different one.
I think that was the one they was looking at.
Yeah.
That's because they can build good watches.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a number of conditions we put on them that I'm sure we'd be looking at.
What's the best way to get that? Do we just need a grammar request on, or?
No, it's public knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah, I can send it to you, sure.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, public information.
That would help. I mean, I know it can be a long process, especially with commission that hasn't ever done a batch plant, so.
Conditional use that was put on them, or?
That would probably be great, just their actual conditional use permit.
Because it went, definitely, I'm so sorry.
I like crickets.
I tell everybody to turn it off, and then I don't.
So they reminded me to.
I know, usually you're the cricket one. But the conditional use has all of that on it, and it was a berm and traffic flow and things that they agreed to, but I can send that to you.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay.
We're just some of the stuff that we're looking at already, I guess. We've got water quality, so we're well versed with those requirements from the state level. We've got the air quality permit that we're pursuing right now. We've got land use that we'll be working through with you guys, and the rezone, and then the site plan, seismic, geotech, landscape plan. So we'll come with, you know, a full-blown plan at that point. But, you know, lessons learned from CMC obviously is much appreciated to help with the process, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel again. And
okay, so bgammel@clydeinc.com?
Yep. Yeah, perfect.
Yep, then I'll do it.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, that'd be a good place to start, because
yeah, that's helpful.
We would probably want to do similar things.
One of those that I know we had a lot of discussions about then was traffic and the impacts on the town, to the point where CMC has agreed that they're going to do everything they can to traffic flow away from the town to the north.
Yeah, off three.
So given where you're going.
That Southfield Road.
Honestly, like, that's why we are saying that, and why I'm telling you that we're trying to go that direction, because we knew it was going to be a concern. And that's the industrial park for Heber City, so
sure.
It makes sense that the industrial traffic goes that direction, not through the town. And I, just us as a good corporate citizen, that's what we prefer to do, and that's our plan, you know. So we've actually looked at several of our properties in the town and worked with a lot of different people, and it just didn't fit right. And even though the map, you know, the zoning map said that it should go there, we just didn't feel like it was the right place to put a plant. Didn't want trucks going past neighborhoods all the time. So whatever I guess we can do to get that traffic out north is our intent to do. And we may need a little bit of help with the county, I guess, to get a wide enough entrance there where that property line comes to a point there. So we'll have to work through that with the county, I guess, so.
Okay.
And then FAA also, we're submitting an application.
Yeah, I reached out to the airport manager, Todd Biggs.
Travis
Biggs. Yeah, I've talked to him. We've gone over the different zones, the zone that I will lay. So I think if it's a 150 foot elevation there in that zone, from that, you know, perpendicular from the center line of the airport runway. And so we are well aware of what the height restriction is for there, so we'll be well under that. And we'll submit the FAA application as well, just to make sure that everything's there. And I think that's kind of a three-step process. You will submit initially, they'll initially approve it. And then when we're erecting, you know, when we bring in structural cranes to build everything, we'll have to submit it again, then there's an as-built that gets submitted once it's said and done. So, but yeah, Mr. Biggs, he was okay with everything. He didn't have any challenges. He just said, you know, just make sure you stay under these, and, you know, we're going to work with you guys. Make sure you control your dust, right? And get neighbors.
You've seen the CMC setup, I assume? Just gonna be kind of carbon copy or bigger, smaller?
Our washout won't be as big as theirs, I know that. It's a big washout. But the plant, so you'll see on the site concept plan, there's two plants on the site. And that's initially will come in as a truck mix plant and will service a community that requires a truck mix plant. And that means all the products, like, I guess CMC isn't even sure actually, I'll have to go look. But all the cement, the fly ash, the sand, the rock goes into the truck, it mixes it up. That's the primary mixer. Then as things grow in the future, there's a future central mix plant that would go on the site that would centrally mix that concrete and then put it into a ready mix truck and then be delivered. But we want that in the concept plan because, you know, we're thinking long term, we're buying the property, we're gonna be here for a long time, and we want that just to be out for everyone that eventually it'll grow into that. But for now, it'll be somewhat of a smaller plant. I would say similar to CMC's, but we don't like augering cement from the ground when things are frozen on the ground. So we try to gravity feed our mixes in. So it'll be higher than theirs because we haven't had good experience with those auger systems like they've got. So that would be the difference, I would say. And then the truck maintenance shop probably won't be built on day one either, but that's something that as we grow and we need to do more maintenance on our trucks, we'll come back with, you know, applications for a building permit and build a truck maintenance shop. So, and then there is recycle. I think that's one thing that I just want to make sure that you guys are aware of, that we intend to bring a crusher on site, and all the haulback mud that people over order will recycle it and sell as road base. And we'd like to be able to bring in, you know, allow on our people that are tearing out a sidewalk or their driveway that they can bring in, dump there, we can recycle it. So,
yeah. I feel like that was part of our conditions, was setting just some of the parameters around when crushing was going to happen, or hours,
yeah,
or operation type things. So you're not crushing at 2 a.m, but.
Yeah,
I'm sure you wouldn't want to do that anyways, but we put a few of those types of things
in there. Hammer drums out.
Yeah, yeah, you never have a drum that needs hammered out of it for anything set up, I'm sure, so.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
A little dynamite helps everything.
Yeah. It's nice when they're not 12 yards full.
Yeah.
Right now, so.
But yeah, some of that stuff I think is part of the conditions that we kind of walked through with that one, that I'm sure you'll see that.
Okay. And then, what about subdivision, I guess? Are you guys all comfortable if we do a boundary line agreement that changes the boundary? So we're actually under contract on two parcels, two portions of parcels. And so what we do is take the one parcel and reorganize it to this area, and then take the other parcel and reorganize it to the rest of the area. So there wouldn't be a net increase of parcels. It would just be reorganizing the existing parcels, so there wouldn't, it wouldn't require a subdivision typically, but I guess any thoughts about that?
I don't know.
Do you have thoughts?
What
are the two? Yeah, what are the two?
County surveyors probably going
industrial?
To weigh in on that one.
Well, I think I'm leaning towards a subdivision because it's more clean and the county's more on board with what we do when we do that. Lot lines seem to leave a lot of adjustment down the road, but if you do this,
two parcels zoned now, both industrial.
The one that we're looking at tonight is industrial, so they won't need a zone change.
There's no zone change.
There won't be a zone change. It's just a conditional use within that zone.
There will be an annexation.
So
there will be an annexation.
There was the annexation part too, right?
Yeah, I don't understand what our process is for all of that.
For annexation?
No, I haven't been a part of that yet, yeah.
Okay.
And if we do annex that, that almost creates an island.
We would only annex the 13 acres.
The north end.
Yeah, correct.
Because the south end of that is already here.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So annexing just that north end.
No.
It, is there a battle that gets created between Wasatch and Daniels in how that all transpires?
No, that, in fact, the state law speaks to that because it's an island right now. Anytime you're reducing an island, the state says that's a good thing.
Even if we fully cut off the piece of that one island, we make it two islands instead of one big one?
Right, yeah. Yep, they want you to reduce that.
The only hesitancy that I have with the subdivision is now the rest of the property, I guess, would it be, you know, lot two of lot, you know, a two lot subdivision, and lot two is like, you know, now 72 minus 13, you got a 59 acre parcel that's a lot two. And mm-hmm. then now when they come back, they've got to like amend the plat. When they
you'll amend it when you do the subdivision, but they'll be under the same thing. So a small lot subdivision is five or less lots, and you'll fall under that.
That would be this.
Yeah, when they go to a large scale, then that's when they start requiring all the studies. It's very intense.
Yeah.
So the small scale subdivision is just that much further than the lot, but it brings the county into the thing, so everybody's on board with where those, and especially where we're up against Huber City, that will be the final destination of those.
Okay, I just don't want to rock the boat with the Richard Erickson Foundation and master planning their side, that now they're locked into a subdivision and it's, the lot is this size and they'll have to change the lot, I guess, in a subdivision in the future and have to have, like, would they have to have us?
I don't see that changes anything with regard to them, because you're taking 13 acres out of 72. And here's the boundary of it.
It should have no effect on them.
It doesn't make any difference.
Other than it will delineate where that line is for them. So it'll actually help them when they go to get surveyed.
Well, I mean, if we did the lot line adjustment or boundary line agreement, I mean, it would all be surveyed and it would say, you know, this legal description is being moved into this legal description, and now this area is re-described as this area, and this area is re-described as this area. And so there'd have to be like five different legal descriptions in order to say, okay, now here's the new common boundary. And it would close all gaps in that process too, because we'd have to survey the whole 72 acres either way.
Typically the county wants to do boundary line agreements when it's not, there's less than an acre involved.
Okay.
Or a fence line is in question. But this falls more under the subdivision, and Jim Kaiserman will be, I mean, he'll be, that's what we're doing with T&H right now. It's at Kaiserman's office, because that's exactly what we just did with the T&H. So Kaiserman signs off on that, then the county, where they hold the surveys for the entire county, that's all locked in, and we don't visit that again because there's a fence out of place. It's done.
So with it, when we submit our applications, mm-hmm. it'll be a subdivision application. You know, with the engineering required for that.
Small subdivision, though.
Yeah, small scale. Subdivision.
Small is that? Scale. So yeah, if we look up small scale subdivision application, and we'll outline it. Okay.
Yeah.
So that one, and then an annexation.
An annexation.
Is that require public comment? And
yes. It does.
Subdivision will as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And then the conditional use permit will as well too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can we submit all three of those applications at the same time? The conditional use permit, the annexation, and the subdivision?
You could submit them all at the same time, but the annexation is probably going to be take. They want that finished before they move into the other part. So that'll probably take you long to the annexation, just because of the public hearings and the notices that have to go out.
Okay.
But they can certainly hold, we can do multiple public hearings at the same time.
We could make them contingent on the annexation.
That's what he's trying to avoid, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, but if we're under contract, we have a certain amount of due diligence. If we can get it done in the allotted time frame, that's great.
Yeah.
If we can't, we'll ask for extensions. They've been great to work with. I think they'll extend, but I also would love to get moving sooner than later. So We'll get them all prepared and submit, and then just see how the process unfolds at that point, I guess.
Yeah, I think based on your feedback tonight, the concept, you've applied for the concept, and I'm not hearing any negatives from the planning commission, so yeah, I'd move forward.
Okay.
I mean, they were saying, no, then you might have some cause to.
Yeah.
Real, but I think you're moving forward ahead.
I mean, that's why we have the public hearings.
Yeah.
We'll have to go through those and see what the comment is, but.
We had a lot for the last one.
The last one was.
You'll have at least one naysayer, I'm sure, public comment.
Yeah.
Always is one, huh?
Study up.
Always at least one, yeah.
That's right.
Study up on the CMC approach, I think, and then for me, the access. Internet access, that's kind of pivotal to next steps.
And I think the other concern that I think you'll face is when they look and see that there's a crusher.
Yeah.
Because that's where your noise and more dust and whatever comes from that than your batch plant.
Okay.
So that's where the neighborhood, I think, is gonna.
Noise and height.
Start.
CMC is almost not visible. If you guys, I don't know how much higher you're talking about, but that. Those were the two biggest.
Yeah.
Traffic was the other one, I guess, but those are the three public comment feedback items.
Yeah. And you could also look at the requirements for when it abuts a residential zone, which it does on the south side. So there's some requirements in our code.
There are some requirements.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like a berm and trees.
821 is that code, that Daniel code, 821, transition zone, if you want to.
Is that's the same as CMC was up against?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever they built out there.
Berm and trees, something similar is probably.
That's really all they did is they just built some berm and trees so the neighbors couldn't see that plant.
Yeah.
Which is in the landscape requirements anyway, so it wasn't anything extra, it was just, we had some neighbors, so. Well, they started out, they wanted to pick the tree, but I don't think they ever picked a tree.
No, they were happy that they were told they could.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we'll get working on all those applications and get them submitted and go from there.
Significantly closer.
It's much taller too.
Just trying to think, we've got to do probably the annexation first, then the subdivision, and then the conditional use.
So does annexation start with us at a public hearing here?
Yes.
And then it goes to the council for their own
with
public hearing, I'm sure?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And does Wasatch County have any?
Yeah, what's their vote or
we're taking
opinion
property from them and stick it in our town. So
yeah.
What's their say?
The only thing they can say no to is if it creates a negative cash or money for them. Then they can say no, but that piece of property
it's
doesn't.
Forever.
Yeah, has done nothing, so they can't say.
It's not a credible argument.
Yeah.
Well, and do you have to be able to, state law speaks to providing services. They have to be able to provide more services. There's
yes.
A bunch of things that you deal with. I don't expect any backflow from the county at all.
Give Spencer a call, let him know.
Yeah.
That reminded me one thing, utilities. Sewer. Is there sewer out there? We were figuring on doing a septic system, but.
Yeah, so we. Town Daniel doesn't have a sewer system.
Okay, so septic.
Septic.
Okay.
Where we're all at.
That's what we were thinking. So. Really, we've just got like a handful of bathrooms, is all.
Yeah,
that's going to be sewer and some drains or
something. But, yeah, and you got enough property, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really like where you put the crushing up there. It's up against.
It's on the north.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's.
I agree.
They're trying to buffer that.
How much do you hear from CMC or any of those guys over there?
We heard them the other night. They were jackhammering out barrels.
That didn't happen very often.
Yeah.
They do that in the morning.
And they were doing it at night over there about 7 o'clock. Mayor was out barbecuing on the deck. It got brought to his attention.
Here's something.
Stars. Now he lives up on 3,000 south.
I think it's their belt.
Yeah.
Can he hear it from there?
It's really
loud.
Yeah. Which is okay. They can do it within their hours. It was just outside of those hours. We didn't want to, you know, when people are out going to sleep, you hear this pound going on.
Do they have specific hours where they can operate?
No.
get on.
No, we didn't.
That's required, really.
You got to start early in the morning, and sometimes you're working on highway projects.
24 hours.
Yeah, we didn't limit that. It was just some of the specific activities of.
We asked them
crushing.
Pre-fill their,
Hoppers.
Hoppers, you know, at night, so that they're not, you know, we're not hearing backup alarms at 4 in the morning. You know, some things like that.
Anyway.
You know, as much as possible.
Yeah, we've changed all the backup alarms on our trucks, actually, because they're so loud, and of course, everybody's ordering concrete at 6 a.m. and neighborhoods at 4 a.m., so.
Yep.
They were all, we have like a lower, a quieter backup alarm on all our equipment because of that, so.
Yeah, and I think that burn them in the trees helps with that around there, so.
Yeah.
So I guess, actually, if you were confident that you're going to have an annexation request by next meeting, we could possibly set a public hearing.
Yeah.
Depending on how much of a rush it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's our intent, so we'll go get on the application and see what the scope of that is, and think that we can make that, you know, in a reasonable time to make the next meeting. Should I just let Eric know, I guess, or who?
Well, we have to set it tonight, but then you'd have to let us know if it's not going to happen.
Okay, then let's set it, and we'll let you know if we can get it together in time.
Okay, we need that, what, 2 weeks before the meeting, so that we don't send notices out?
Yeah.
So what's the date?
All applications for the planning commission are the first day of.
I think it.
Okay.
That's your cutoff.
First day of the month, so October.
So, yeah, and that gives us time not to send the notices out.
Right. We should be able to get it.
Hey. But I think, I'm looking at what you've got, I know what I'm hearing.
So I guess accept a motion to set a public hearing if someone's so inclined.
I'll make a motion to set a public hearing for the Geneva Rock Products annexation request that will be in front of us before too long for the October 16th meeting.
Second.
Your vote.
What?
Vote for your votes.
Oh, Bangor, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Do a fast vote. And then
okay. Same motion way. Motion carries. Okay.
You get a motion to accept the concept approval.
That's probably a good idea.
I'll make the motion that we accept the Geneva Rock Products concept approval.
Does it make sense to accept it when we don't even know if it's in our town or like if it's the zones even the area? Like, I don't know.
It's a concept.
Or do we?
It's a concept of a plan.
It's a concept.
So that doesn't lock us into anything
just,
here yet?
It doesn't do anything. Yeah, you just saw the concept and you're approving that application.
That said, I'll second Mr. Banger's motion.
Banger, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing more of you over the next few months.
Yeah.
Months. Year.
We do have months.
Hopefully not.
Depending on how it goes, we have a public relations team and we can canvas areas and depending on how crazy we want to get, we got resources to help. So
I think you show up to the public hearings and
Give them good, straight, honest answers, and I think they'll do.
I think that was the CMC's golden ticket, was they were spot on with this is what we're doing and would like to do, and we had concerns, and they mitigated a lot of those. And
okay.
Yeah, when Todd came, that's what he said. We'll do whatever you want. Well, how can you argue with that?
We probably won't do whatever you want, so I'm sorry, I won't give that one up.
But
I
mean, they mostly
that
did.
Sounds really good.
We didn't really fall short of that. So.
It did. He said, we'll do whatever you want. It's like, okay, we have nothing to argue with.
We ended up being that demanding. We asked what was important to get some approval from the neighborhood, but other than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I think we're aligned in that same thought. Like, we don't want to cause long-term problems to neighbors either. Like, we want to be able to run there for a long time and not disrupt the peace and harmony of the neighborhood. So it's in our best interest. You get a berm up, you do it right the first time, and you don't have to worry about it again. So,
right.
Yeah.
Sure. And you just have to be quieter than the jets coming out of the airport.
Shouldn't be a problem.
We know airports way too
some
well.
Some people like the noise of jets. They don't like the noise of crushers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no listening to jets.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I want to know if they gave you pictures of this condition, so we just won't have to face resources.
I don't know. Okay, let's go to item number 3, which is the Smith Garage additional building permit application. Now, Eric, from what you said, they did locate the water line.
They did not locate the main. They went out within 5 foot of the road and never did find the main. They dug down at the meter and went out following that lateral, got within 5 feet, and they stopped. The guy had to go open. So when me and Scott went up on site, we took pictures of what they had opened with the back truck. They back trucked it, and then he was scheduled to come back. And then we met with Jess on site, and he's like, well, if I just kick it back 10 feet, I said, if you kick it back 10 feet, then you don't need to find the water line because you're outside of that, that we're saying it is. So they canceled that, and we're waiting for a resubmittal with a 10-foot shorter garage.
Okay.
That was easy.
So,
yeah.
Sure.
Would that be appropriate for an administrative release of the permit?
I think that as far as it's gone with the lawyers, I think it should come back before the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So are they going to do a new application then? Or?
So they're just going to resubmit with the shorter, so it won't be a new application because the court ruled they sent the application back for us to review. So they can modify that application and it will still go forward.
Okay.
So continue would make sense here then is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I guess I accept a motion to continue this.
I'll make a motion that we continue the Smith Garage Edition building permit application until they're going to submit a new plan.
Yeah, just continue it to your next meeting and
next
stay on your agenda.
This is October 16th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
No. Bangeter, yes.
Again, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes. The motion carries.
Sorry, hit the wrong.
Idiot.
Okay, so we're on item 5.
I didn't feel any.
I didn't even know what you were doing.
Are we skipping 4?
Commercial zone change, set public hearing.
Okay, so we did set the public hearing.
Are we skipping number?
So we need to hold the public hearing tonight. But we need to continue that because all of the notices didn't get sent out. So you need to hold the public hearing tonight and then continue this till the next meeting so that they have a chance to respond to those notices that are being sent. So we have to have them 14 days from this day that we have to have those out.
But we have to open it tonight?
Yeah, because you guys set the motion already in your last meeting for this public hearing tonight. So if anybody went-
make a proposal or whatever they're called to postpone this to October 16th?
You could, there's nobody here. My thought was is if-
I'm here.
The public is what I'm talking about. You can just continue it.
You know, public.
You're welcome to comment on that. The whole reason he's here.
Yeah, I know.
You guys forgot to set the things out, so now I gotta wait another month.
Yeah, so that's what we did. We missed the 14 days, so.
No, I'm fine. I'm not in a big hurry, so.
So you set the public hearing, you can have the public hearing tonight. My thought was if somebody read the minutes or looked online, listened to it, and then they heard the public hearing, and we didn't listen to them tonight, we would have
an issue. I'm not gonna make an issue.
Well, it's not you, it's the public.
I know, public hearing if you'd like to. Yeah. I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing for the zone change application from RL Land.
Nope.
Is that it?
Nader. Fernando 5.
Nader. Sorry. Nader Commercial Zone Change.
Gilmore now.
I'll second Byron's motion.
Bangeter, yes.
Again, yes.
Bob, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Since the notices didn't go out, would someone like to make a motion?
Well, maybe Mr. Nader here has some
public comment.
No, I do have a couple questions regarding the property if we do this, so, and maybe this isn't the time to ask, so maybe at the end of the meeting, I'd just like to ask some questions that actually would possibly involve some annexation. But anyways, so I don't know if now's the time to discuss that or ask that. If there's more things on the agenda, I'll wait.
I think for the public hearing, since the public's was not notified, we probably shouldn't discuss that as part of the public hearing. Yeah, we can entertain some questions later on.
Okay, yeah.
You know, which are not public hearing related, so.
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing for the Nader commercial zone change.
Continuance?
Or continuance, yes.
Second.
October 16th.
Second. That was me.
Okay, call for the vote.
Bangeter, yes.
Somebody on the end of the table.
McGinn, yes.
I'm not sitting here ever again.
Horner, yes. Taylor, yes.
A lot of pressure in that seat.
Yeah.
Bridger, why didn't you warn me?
Since it's continued, do we have to close it?
Oh.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yep.
All right, now let's go back to number four, since I skipped. I didn't want to make you wait any longer than you had to.
You're fine.
Okay. RL Land, as far as I know, the subdivision is still not finalized. So my suggestion would be to continue this to the next meeting.
Yes. Were we supposed to be setting a public hearing or holding a public hearing?
This public hearing got set for last month, but the Mylar's still not done. And so you do not want to make a zone change on something that wasn't subdivided yet. So.
Right.
So we need to continue that again.
I'm just wondering what the difference is between, because we were setting a public hearing according to this agenda.
That was on five.
For Nader.
Yeah, that was five.
Yes, but now we bounce back up, and according to four, we're supposed to be, we were only setting a public hearing for the Nader zone change,
so,
but was that number correct, four though? Is that we are supposed to be holding a public hearing for that.
So R&L Land, you held the public hearing already?
We already did, yeah.
And so you continued
we
it?
We continued it.
Right, and so that's what
we
you're doing
again
today?
Again.
Right.
Okay.
And the set is not the right thing on item five. We wasn't setting the public hearing. You guys did that in the last meeting.
Yeah.
This was the public hearing.
Right.
Number five.
So we need to get that changed, Kim.
Okay.
Okay, let's move to item six then.
You better to, you need to make a motion.
Make a motion to continue.
Oh yes, we didn't do that.
The zone check, the public hearing for zone change application tomorrow then.
I'll can second that.
Bangeter, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay,
more
Johnny on the spot.
All right, now we can get to.
No more minutes for fire.
So did we have applications?
We have the Temp View one in here, which has a preliminary approval from the town council. And the Townsend Construction, I haven't been able to get a hold of them. My understanding is it's a home-based business, but I've tried to call and whatnot, and
Do we have an application for them?
I'm sorry, I don't think it made it. I was trying to call them
Townsend?
Again today, and it's no.
It's
this
one
is
of the
Temp
last
View.
Pages.
Oh, Temp View isn't that
it's the second to last.
Yes, that one's in the packet, but the Townsend one I pulled out because I've been trying to get a hold of them, and I don't think it made it in the packet.
Back in.
Yeah.
So we had that, if you remember right, and we had some questions, and so we continued it.
Right.
I'll be here.
So based on that, until they show up, I would suggest you just continue it again. And then I can speak to the Timview Contracting if you want me to.
Yeah, please.
So Timview Contracting is Audrey Rhodes. She does billing out of her house. So there's no impact to the town. However, her insurance wants her to have a license within the town. So the council went ahead and passed that. It's here for you guys to ratify.
Recommend that they
ratify.
Okay. All right, we have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we ratify the Timview Contracting Services business license and continue the Townsend construction until we have a completed application and opportunity to ask questions where that's a new permit.
Second. Bangeter, yes. Any discussion, sorry.
Yes, will you please vote that's a discussion?
Bangeter, yes.
Ian, yes.
Five, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Okay, motion carries.
I just don't know what you guys want.
Just what you're doing.
Okay, let's move to item 7, and that's the commercial condominium code. So if any of you had any thoughts on that since last meeting?
Yeah. Really just on the size limitations, and I don't know if there's I think this came about because of maybe Nephi stuff, but why we're settling on 16 units and or 2,500 square feet for each one. Was that just carry over from where he was at, or?
That was what they submitted. They wanted.
That's what he said he wanted for his. So.
Yep.
I guess my question to the commission would be is like, do we have a preference? Like, do we care that it's maxed out at 16 or that it's stuck at 2,500 square feet each? Like, from a town perspective, I mean, they're still governed by the same density codes of the commercial zone,
yeah,
regardless. And so does
but
it matter?
Do you want to be able to, someone to be able to sell a 10 by 15 storage unit as a condominium?
No. So I agree. I think there does come a place for that minimum square footage size. But yeah. My thought was more on the 16 units. Like, if it's a big building, like, and I haven't done the math to see what that would translate into if we took it at 2,500 or if we put it to 1,000 or whatever. Like, we have max building sizes somewhere.
Well, if you've got a minimum size, I don't know that the number of units.
We do have
matters. I don't know.
Yeah. We do have max sizes
based on
commercial.
You divide it into more units.
Large so at some point, if we said, all right, it's 2,000 square feet, that is going to tell us we'll never have more than.
You know what I mean?
True.
So you could add another build or a business or two worth of parking.
Yeah, it may affect the parking for sure.
Yeah.
Depending on what they do there.
And or even.
Or what they don't do.
Any of the utilities.
Yeah.
And I would also like to see something that either says if there's a residential component, like a caretaker's dwelling, that you can't condominiumize it. That's one option. Or the other option is that those dwelling units have to stay property of the homeowners association and still be used for that purpose, you know, as a caretaker or. Otherwise, you know, I don't want to see it where this caretaker dwelling now just becomes a condominium that they've sold to someone to live in. It needs to still have that business purpose. So I don't know the best way to limit that, whether to make sure it still stays in the hands of the homeowners association or whether it has to, or that building's just not eligible.
That's what my vote.
Where there's all different ownerships in a condominiumized building, is there, what's a caretaker taking care of? I guess, the umbrella of the HOA.
Whatever the HOA wants them to do. But yeah, that's another argument. And so does it even belong?
Well, what did we say to
Nels?
No.
Haroldson?
Haroldson's property is that we limited, because he wanted two, and we've knocked that down to one, because it was R5. We basically maintained an R5 component with our code everywhere.
Yeah.
And I know that's different in commercial.
It was specifically for a caretaker dwelling, though.
Right.
And so the question is, when you condominiumize, do you still need that caretaker or not? And that's why I'm like, if you want to become a condominium, do you rip that caretaker dwelling out and it becomes part of one of the condos? But it's not a residence any longer. So that would be the choice. Either don't, you know, turn it into condominiums, or get rid of the residence and turn it into a condominium.
That would be my, I mean, I guess the idea behind the caretaker in mind is it's more if you have a large scale project and there makes sense to then have one on site person take care of it. I mean, I guess in theory there's still a large scale project potential here, but it's to me it's different in that it's 10 or 15 individual owners and they're responsible for their own security, and so that's why I would rather not even
with the storage units, it makes sense to have a caretaker
over. Yeah, because each individual unit isn't going to be responsible for their security here.
Right.
I feel like it's different.
But that's why I'm just saying, but we don't want to mix the residential.
I think I would support that.
Yeah.
And a condominiumized commercial building has no residential.
Zero residential component to it. Because otherwise I think it's going to get really.
Abused.
Abused, for sure.
Especially if it's a two-story building that we rent the upstairs.
Hands down all day long, that's what they'll do.
For sure. Got my storefront downstairs and a caretaker upstairs.
Yep, exactly.
That's so, what Heber's plan is.
So I did get that feedback from Gary.
Commercial.
If you look at that language on item number three.
I've been putting that everywhere.
That's their, on their plan.
So we address it here at the top, but also in item number three, I've addressed the residential component and see if that language is what we're.
Three on the bottom and what else?
Three.
Yep.
Three on the bottom, talking about the residential component.
Yeah, standards and requirements, number three.
Yeah.
Well, this is different than last month.
Yeah, so I actually had two people contact me with some of it.
Okay.
And so those changes have been incorporated in this one.
So that was eliminate.
Yeah, I like that.
So before we just had it at the top heading, residential condominium not permitted. Mm-hmm. Now it's stated in the.
Because I was just thinking they could make the case, well, this is commercial, it's a caretaker dwelling, it's not residential, but we still end up with the same problem.
I agree.
I like that.
If that covers what you guys are discussing tonight. Yes. We can certainly add anything else you guys want till we get to a point that we recommend this to the council.
So any residential component disqualifies the entire project. I think we need to expand that some way to say disqualifies the project as a condominium.
My case was bad.
Yeah, this code's about condominium projects, so.
It's inherent.
So I guess this would, before it would ever get passed, we'll go to the lawyers.
Right.
That did some pretty long ago, but
they might change one or two words, you think?
I mean, maybe a box or
something. So is this what is like down by Mountland Auto, that kind of project they're doing down there?
Yeah, where they ran out, built a building, and
so I know Fitchnell did the same thing.
That's what he wants to do.
Oh, he wants to do that.
But it's not allowed in the town. So.
Oh, okay.
So that's what they're looking at, a new code, adopting a new code that would allow.
No,
without being overrun.
I'm trying to figure out what to do with my property, and so this is interesting for me because I don't know what we're going to do or have no idea.
I really like your trees, but
I do too. So we'll keep them for a while. Anyway.
So there were just a couple things we changed on this one. If
you guys still need to look at that over and just give me any changes you want. We can incorporate that language in. If we need to go further with that language, we certainly can do that.
I think you do it, but.
So I think we'll look at it again and then.
No secrets.
So does this go to the town council next for their thoughts and then it goes to the lawyers?
I think we submit this as a recommendation.
Right, yeah. And then the council will look at it and then they'll send it to legal.
They send it to the legal guys.
Yep.
So do we need to have this be a agenda item for October 16th to?
Yeah, just continue this to October 16th.
But can I ask one question real quick?
Yeah.
So there's 16 separate condominium units you get the title. Should that be based on their relationship to square footage of land? Not so much, I mean, acreage of land, because
they've got to meet all the setbacks, all the parking, all the everything. That's going to automatically restrict your building size.
Right. So I'm just saying the 16 seems kind of an arbitrary number depending on the size of your property should dictate more the number of units. And I'm just looking like my piece being 4 acres versus another piece being 2 acres. So anyways. Yeah.
But it also has a minimum of 2,500 square feet
per unit.
Per unit.
Yeah.
So that in and of itself, you can't build a home, a condominium, business condominium and have cubicles.
Yeah. For storage.
Or anything. You can't sell a sliver.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone would like to make a motion? Do you recommend this to council?
I think we need to reread it.
Okay.
So I would make a motion that we continue our discussion of the town code in regards to the commercial condominium code until October 16th.
Second that motion and add that I would appreciate if Gary would give me a copy of that.
Oh, do you need one?
Yes.
Did I miss you?
Or sorry, Gary.
Here you go. We got them.
Thank you.
We got them.
This is last month's I came with.
And I believe I sent that to you electronic also last month before last these month. Last changes went on. Yeah. We should have had the old one in there. And that's what I received comment back on. So I incorporated those, hoping.
All right.
Bangeter, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Porter, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Chris, somebody second.
Move to item 8, the final report.
Done your packet?
It is.
Okay.
At least I thought I saw it.
As you glance over that, if you have any questions, Mark Haraldson, I'll just go over a couple of these items. Mark Haraldson got his preliminary through Central Utah Water to change the block 8 on the Daniel Water so they can use that in culinary. However, he does not have the will serve letter. And based on what our attorney said, we're not gonna vary off of until all the requirements are done. We're just not gonna take any of that on. We thought maybe we could bond and stuff, but our attorney's like, you don't wanna do it. So we just backed off of that. He's not very happy with us, but that's just the way it is. So Dan, you know where that's at.
Does that application run out at some point?
No, because we keep getting the updates on it. So if it sits idle, it would run out. But as long as they're working on it, it's like your building inspection, as long as you're getting, it's an active thing, so.
I don't think that's going.
Any other questions on that? We talked about the Smith legal negotiations. Nephi Trunell did submit a build out for one of his units. And so we just did that administratively. where he's got a button. it looked like just he's rented out one of the units and they're putting an office in there.
So not the jump park that they had going?
Yeah.
That wasn't the application they put in?
Wasn't the one.
Okay, any other questions for Eric?
What's the complaints?
Okay, let's move to...
Hold on, just before you go, I just filled the questions there. I got a couple more items for you guys.
Oh, okay.
One of which, we just talked about annexation. We received an annexation from Heber City for Red Rock, which is the rock yard, Hickens. They want to annex into Heber City. So that's along the same corridor, so some of you had questions whether Heber City would... They're annexing on the other end.
Sorry, they're annexing who?
Fair trade kind of thing is your point?
So Delta Stone?
Delta Stone.
Because they've been in the county to this point?
They have been.
Okay.
So, and he has bought many of the lots around there. I'll show you this map. You can see the different parcels. So he's bought all these parcels, and that's the annexation going into Heber City.
Some of it is in Heber now?
No.
It's all in the county?
All in the county, yeah.
So he wants everybody to pay more sales tax?
Yeah, it's definitely. When Mike Davis was here, he's like, we'll never let go. The county makes too much money on that, but we have a new people in the county. So just so you're aware of that, is going on at the other end of this. So I'm planning on meeting with the Heber City planner and seeing if we can't just... If you read the annexation code, it says none of this will compels two municipalities from drawing a common boundary. So you don't even have to go to the annexation if you just draw a common boundary with who you're up against. So I plan on talking to Tony again about that. I talked to him probably been 5 years ago. But with this new application we got, it sounds like things are moving in that direction. The other thing, questions before I move on? The other thing is, this map here shows the roads that are being slurry sealed. You'll see that they're out working on the roads, cutting out the bad spots, and they're slurry sealing Tiancum Road, Ranch Drive, and Daniel Road.
The blue ones are getting slurry?
Yes. And then the other ones are cutting out the bad spots and putting in patching. And crack sealing. They're crack sealing the entire town to the tune of $99,000. We jumped on board with Midway. We got Superdale going as that. We've got quite a, we're able to do in sections. So we saved a lot of money, but it costs a lot of money.
Still costs a
lot. Crack sealing everything?
Crack sealing the entire town.
Okay.
And then slurry sealing Tiancum and Ranch Drive and Denver Road. Thoughts on Ranch Drive was it's, the base is not there, but it's either going to be a complete tear out if we don't do something right now. It's at that critical stage.
Yeah,
so we'll get a few more years out of it by doing this, hopefully.
We'll see if we can keep the cement truck.
Just let those
deal with it.
Pretty good price.
Yeah, and
I think we ought to budget for some shoulder work, particularly along 3000 South.
On the edge of the road?
Because all that asphalt's just keeps falling off. And
roads getting narrower?
Yeah, the road's getting narrower. I'm having to mow more grass as the road erodes.
It's a whole other strike with the mower.
But it gives you more parking.
Just buy a smaller truck?
Yeah, exactly. But that's money well spent in preventative maintenance. Gravel's cheap compared to.
Yeah, we didn't build the road. That's not included in this bid at all, is any of the shoulder work.
But it's needed to be done for a long time. There's just big chunks of it coming off.
Yeah, it definitely falls off of there. Yeah, there was none of that in any of those three.
But I'm just saying,
Charleston, Midway, or Daniel.
I don't know who's in charge of saying this is what we need to do, but I'm.
You guys are. You're the planning commission.
Yeah.
You guys are in charge.
Sounds like a motion forthcoming from Byron.
Question on that. I mean, you guys are talking about traffic on these other projects. The county drives their I mean, they drive their...
New Shane trucks.
Their trucks all over, you know, out in front of my place all the time, cutting across Mill Road and stuff. I mean, which is going to tear up that road more than any, you know, just residential traffic or whatever. I mean, they're bringing their garbage trucks down there constantly. Can't the county reroute and go out on 8189 or whatever it is instead of coming down 3000? And I'm just throwing that out.
That'd be a call to Kelly Christensen.
Yeah. Is that something that, do they play nice in the sandbox for a request like that?
The road I live on probably gets as much county traffic as any of them. It's getting pretty bad.
I mean, they use that road all the time, cutting across Mill Road right there, across 40.
Yeah, they go past my house a lot.
So we did ask them to participate on Big Hollow Road, and they declined, politely declined, so.
Anyways.
One of these days, they'll break an axle, and then maybe they'll change their mind.
Maybe.
I haven't told you. Do we ask them to participate in this?
What's that?
Do we ask them to participate in any way, shape, or form with this?
No, we went in with Charleston Midway and did it under one bid and got the block bid. So we was able to do that. Wes, if you guys know Wes, he's the engineer. And he worked close with Ryan, and so we was able to put that out under, we paid a third of the cost for the advertising to get the bids, and then everything really, we saved a lot of money on it, so.
Good.
Getting as much as we can for the, but it just doesn't cover money.
Eric, what's up with the trailer living arrangements?
So we had a complaint. You guys probably are aware of that complaint. I guess he was here on that meeting.
2 months ago, yeah.
So we are investigating that as we speak. I've been by several times. I haven't documented anybody in the trailer. The trailer is plugged in. There's no lights on at night. It's not hooked up to a sewer. So far, I haven't been able to prove somebody's in it. However, he did come to the council meeting complaining.
Same month or the next month?
Yeah.
No other complaints?
We have an open complaint there until probably next month. I'll report back to the council and see what they want to do. His complaint got quite bigger than the trailers. So. Stuff out back. And
it's a broad gripe kind of a thing.
Yeah, drugs. I mean, all the things we don't deal with that.
The one on 3000 South is quiet. Just east of Daniels Road.
Oh, the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a complaint on that one.
There's a full-time residence at this point.
Where at?
West of Daniel Road.
Sorry, west of Daniels Road, yeah.
On
your old
neighbor. Yeah.
Your old neighbor.
The little cinder block building.
Weston Scow.
Yeah. We've got well septic, but can't build on it. Just that cinder block building.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
So we have, you guys should be aware that we're working with the trailer park on the corner of 3000 Daniel Road. They're with the Division of Drinking Water and hooking into the culinary system for the town. And so they have been... I'm pretty sure they're getting fined at this point. They had till July to comply, and they haven't complied. And so now it's come to the forefront that they want to hook in. We went through and gave them all the conditions that are to hook in. JUB Engineering is their engineers. Our engineers will have to sign off on that, whatever kind of manifold they're going to put in, because we're requiring separate hookup for each trailer. Mm-hmm. There's just no way, we can't figure out a way to regulate if one doesn't pay. It's like, you know, what do you do? So there'll be 10 meters there. It's registered with the county for 10 trailers.
Is that including the house?
Yes.
Is there 10 in there right now?
There is
10.
Yep. So that's what they've been approved with their septic, and so that's what we're doing. They're basically, the cash will be $100,000 to hook into.
It's for all the connection fees?
Connection fees for the town. Plus, they have to turn over 4 acre feet of water.
Have they got that in the well?
They say they do. That's their claim. So that'll all be in there. Everything's in their court. They have to go get it changed over, and then they end up bearing the cost to cap the well. So we think we're pretty safe on everything we've told them. Anyway, you'll see that going on the corner if you see. Because I imagine they're going to want to get in a hurry and do it because it's getting winter.
It's going to get into a tough time.
Yeah. So they did apply for a grant. That's why they needed all those numbers. They applied for a grant from the Division of Drinking Water. So that may take off fast, just so you're aware of what's going on.
We're dealing with the property owner there, not 10 individual.
Correct. Logan Moffett is the owner, and he's actually has a guy that we're dealing with that he's hired. I do have some questions on the water rights, but they'll have to work that out before we get through it.
So does any of that come to us for any approvals?
It won't. It's just as you guys will know what's going on.
It's good to know.
You drive by and say, well, what's going on there?
They got a geyser.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have the engineer report, which we obviously don't have the engineer here, but did the council choose a new engineering firm last?
Yes.
Meeting.
So we did. We, what's their names, Kim?
Jones and DeMille.
Jones and DeMille. And they have office in Springville and one in Roosevelt and one in Bernal. They have a bunch around the state, but those are our closest ones. Looks like Matthew out of Springville will be the guy that will be our contact. As of right now, I issued ag permits. I've just been issuing them right out of my house. So we did do that for Upton's up on Crazy Acres. They just got an ag permit to build out in back of their house. So all of our stuff will be, our only kicker is there's not a place to drop off plants.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Did you give him Nephi Trinnell's phone number?
For?
To put an office in our town? Is there a town engineer?
Yeah, we've hit him pretty hard about being in the town.
Well, I'm just saying, give him Nephi's phone number. That's the only potential space that's available right now for something like that. And it's highway frontage.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the same. This is the same engineer that took over what Adura was doing for the county. So they're here already doing a lot of stuff.
So they're gonna want to have a presence local somewhere at some point, I would think.
Yeah, right? And that's why they have one in Bernal, because they bid Bernal, and Bernal's like, well, we're not gonna hire you. You don't have an office here, so they opened one. And so they'll be getting to the same thing, that it's gonna be, the call is coming fast.
So the county's already engaged with them as well then?
So yeah, they're doing piece rate until they can get their
contract
approved.
Just a pricing decision change wise?
Or they're a shutdown? No.
Yeah, they're no longer doing municipal engineering. Huh. Ryan's taken a leave of absence trying to get better. So, hope that works. Yeah. Much as we hate to see him go, we hope that works for him.
He's about died.
Okay. So, let's look at the minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry they didn't make them in your packet, and okay. I didn't realize it, and I was at appointments all day. I went in to make copies. Right. I thought they were done. We could continue them.
I'll make a motion that we continue the July 17th minutes, the August 21st minutes, until August 16th for October 16th for approval.
I will email those out to you so you have a model.
Second. Okay. Bangeter, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Okay, carries. I didn't get who made the motion. Sorry.
I did.
Okay. I seconded it.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and everybody seconded. We're on to item number 11.
I'll make the motion, we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Bangeter, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Can we talk about it?
No.
Wild, yes.